What's going on, guys? This is Andrew with the Utah Jazz Podcast. And the game just wrapped up, man. Jazz have a 22-point lead and lose that lead almost. The Wizards came within 2 points in the fourth quarter, had a huge rally. It was about a 25-2 run. It was ridiculous. Jazz could not do anything. It might have been 25-4, but it was pretty ridiculous run by the Wizards. Come back, nearly take the lead. Jazz finally start pushing back and get the win, 92-88. Holy crap. Not a good finish by the Jazz, but still good enough to get the win. Jazz shoot 45% from the field, 25% from three on 3 of 12 shooting, 13 of 19 for 68% on free throws, 51 rebounds, 9 of those offensive, 24 assists, 18 fouls, a little too high. Well, I guess it's not too bad. I think a lot of times Jazz will have like 21, 22 fouls, maybe even more. So 18 is actually pretty good. 8 steals by the Jazz, 14 turnovers overall, which is nice in that range. 7 blocks and 92 points. A little low. Jazz could do a little better. Jazz got cold for that pretty good stretch, and Jazz easily could have had 105. But they didn't. They allowed the Wizards to get within two, and they nearly lost that lead. So, Paul Millsap, 7 of 13 for the field, 16 points, 15 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals, and 2 blocks. He was everywhere tonight. I think his only bad part was the final foul. The like 0.1 seconds left of the game. Yeah, he fouled John Wall when he was shooting for three with 0.1. So it's like, really, you don't really need to defend that way. You're up by 5, and. Or maybe it was Beal, sorry. Beal missed 2 of the 3 free throws, which is kind of funny because he's actually a really good free throw shooter. Jefferson, very, very slow start. Couldn't get anything going. His only bucket in the first half was a slam dunk. He was 5 of 17 from the field. 10 rebounds, though. 2 assists, 2 steals, and 2 blocks, 11 points. So he had a rough offensive night, but defensively he was actually pretty dang good. He made all the right movements and that kind of fun stuff. He's actually, if you watch him, he's actually defending much better. So stop bashing on him. I think you see it a lot, and you look at it. You know, his man that he rolls off to help double-team the point guard. Did this against the Cavs when they were defending Kyrie. Corbin draws it up like this. It's like, okay, we're going to leave the center open for an 18-foot jump shot. We still want to roll somebody over, but not far enough where they're going to pass and get a wide-open three. But just enough so it's like there's a little bit of pressure. We'd rather somebody else beat us than Kyrie or John Wall. And that's what they've been doing, and we'd rather give up a 6 and 18 foot jumper from somebody who's not very good at it than Kyrie Irving getting to the rim for an easy layup. Randy Foy had a good night, 4 of 8 from the field, 12 points, 1 rebound, 3 assists, and 1 block. He played actually pretty good tonight, 2 of 3 from deep. He had 2 very clutch 3-pointers, one in the beginning of the game to help kind of boost the Jazz. And then one at the end to regain a better lead. I have to say, Tinsley put on a show tonight. He had so many good moves. 5-11 from the field, 11 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 steals. He was magnificent. He was dribbling around the back, doing through-the-leg dribbles, around-the-back passes. Magnificent. Awesome. It was. You got to watch him. He's just Houdini out there doing stuff. Favors looked poor for a good stretch, but then kind of bounced back. 4 of 8 from the field, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 8 points. He hit his first shot, then missed five. He missed 5 in a row, and then finally came back and finished 3 for 3. So not a very good night from him, even though he finished well. Gordon Hayward was magnificent, 5 of 12 from the field, 5 of 7 from the free throw line, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 block, 15 points. He is really turning into the player we want him to be. He's rebounding, he's assisting, he's playing very, very good defense, and he's scoring. And that was in 28 minutes. Earl Watson came off the bench, 3 assists, 2 rebounds, and 1 block, 4 points. DeMar Carroll really didn't do anything, he only got 10 minutes. Kanter hit 4-4 from the field tonight, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 3 rebounds, and 10 points. So, I mean, that's great. I mean, he only had 11 minutes, and he made the most of it. 10 points in 11 minutes. That's pretty dang good. Brooks came in for a very, very small portion, and then they took him out. And it wasn't him that caused the lack of scoring. Just the matchup with him, I think he was guarding Jordan Crawford. He just was having trouble. It was either Crawford, it was Ariza. Trevor Ariza is, what, 6'8"? You know, his long arms. Tough guard for Alec Burks. But anyways, I mean, that was the game. Marvin Williams played good defense. Offensively, he wasn't very good tonight. 2-5 from the field, 4 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. But, you know, the Jazz, now they did this before. They lost a huge lead against the Miami Heat. But, you're looking at it. This is the Washington Wizards. Now, they're not the worst team in the league anymore. I mean, you gotta look at this. With John Wall back, you know, they've won 5 of the last 8, and yeah, that's a pretty good record. You know, there's teams that are playing way worse, Lakers, but little jab right there. But you look at some stuff. Martell Webster, 15 points. He had 3 or 4 from 3. Nene was not much of an influence. 9 points, 8 rebounds, and he had 5 turnovers. Michael Okafor, 6 points. Bradley Beal. I guess it is. 5 of 11 from the field, 2 of 6 from the free throw line, 12 points. John Wall, 14 points. He also had 8 assists, 5 of 11 from the field. So, you look at players like that. I mean, they didn't really have too many scores compared to the Jazz. They shot 36% from the field. Great defense by the Jazz, except for that 25-4 run that, you know, they allowed them. They also had 15 turnovers, 51 rebounds to go along to match the Jazz, 20 assists, and 19 fouls for them, 15 turnovers, as I said before, 7 blocks as well. And they did get to the line 8 more times than the Jazz did, unfortunately. That's pretty much what kept in the game for quite a while. But quick look around the NBA. Let's see. The Lakers lost tonight. Awesome. Lakers lost to the Grizzlies. Lakers are doing terrible. And apparently Kobe and Dwight had a confrontation. And Dwight went out with another shoulder injury. He re-aggravated that shoulder injury. So the Lakers are 8 under 500. And you're looking at this as a Jazz fan. And you're just like, yes! Take that! And we play them on Friday. Have the ability to sweep them in the regular season for the first time in franchise history. Now, we only play them 3 times this year. We've already played them twice, and we beat them at home and away. So the Jazz come in off, you know, four good wins. Even though this last, you know, tonight's game, it's just like, yeah, we could have easily lost this game, but Jazz stuck through, pushed forward, and won the game, even though the Wizards made a huge comeback. Jazz can go back. Lakers have played very terrible. They're what, 2-8 in their last 10, so yeah, pretty good for the Jazz. Timberwolves lose tonight to the Nets. That's good for the Jazz. Nuggets beat the Rockets. Again, good for the Jazz. Nuggets are going to make the playoffs. Rockets are like, eh. And if the Jazz can keep the Rockets at bay, if the Rockets, you know, continue to play 500 basketball or worse, the Jazz are going to play probably about 60%, you know, within like 60% of their next game. So it's maybe probably a lot more than that. Jazz got a lot of home games. 12 of their next 15 are at home, so, or 17, sorry. 12 of their next 17 at home. Hornets lose to the Spurs. Raptors lose to the Heat. Hawks beat the Bobcats. Thunder and Warriors are going at it right now. Close game in the second quarter. Pacers are down by 9 in the beginning of the third quarter. And the Suns and Kings are going at it. Pretty close game. But let's take a look at the standings. And the Jazz are still in that 7th spot. Just still a couple games behind Denver. Denver's 26-18, Jazz 23-19. So Denver's played a couple more games than Jazz. 2 more games. Jazz have lost 1 more game. But you know, the Jazz have won 4-8-2 in their last 10. Awesome. And scroll down, look at that. Lakers 2-8 in their last 10. Lakers have lost 4 in a row. Jazz have won 4 in a row. Pretty good odds going for the Jazz. I don't want to say too much, but I think the Jazz should be able to go in there, hopefully pull out some good energy. Al's looking for a comeback night. He played pretty poorly tonight, so let's look at the Jazz to go in there and get our 10th road win of the season. Let's hope for that. Really, the only team, one team is playing better than the Jazz, and that's Brooklyn. Brooklyn is 9-1 in the last 10. They're playing great basketball. So, and according to David Locke, Deron Williams has played much better. He's back to shooting about 45% from the field, 40% from three, and he's just back to his old self. So we'll see if that lasts or if it's just a little stint. So anyways, that's it. Jazz playing very well. Jazz only 2 games out of that 6th spot, 3 games out of that 5th spot, unless the Warriors lose tonight. Jazz looking pretty good right now. 8-2 in the last 10, and we got many more home games to come. So Lakers on Friday. Let's get another road win and boost our confidence and keep going above 500. Anyways, this is Andrew with Utah Jazz Podcast, and you guys have a great night.